Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
A St. Tammany Parish Sheriff's Deputy, a deputy chief of the whole department, got caught going 100 miles an hour on the causeway, and he apparently was drinking. Guess where he is? Yep, he's in jail. I mean, maybe he's going to bond out, but he's been placed on administrative leave. So, you know, let's just remember that this is an example that the police are actually policing the police. And I think there was a time when, you know, a fellow police officer getting caught like this would have been let go. But that's not happening. So while the change hasn't been immediate, there does seem to be more accountability of police officers by law enforcement departments. An anti-government militia group is going to escort fans outside of the rally in Minneapolis. Nothing can go wrong there, right? There's a new poll that shows, this is a Fox News poll, actually. Fox News poll shows 51% of Americans want President Trump impeached and removed from office. Wow. And Elizabeth Warren is the new front runner among the Democrats. Not by much, but she's the front runner now, beating Joe Biden. So, I mean, that says a lot. I still think that her overall image is too progressive to be president of the United States. But, hey, you know, we'll have to see. All right, if you're just tuning in, we've been talking about the governor's race, a big election day on Saturday. And boy, there's a lot of stuff going on in Jefferson Parish. The parish council president and then the sheriff's office election is going on. So a lot going on in Jefferson Parish. I hope you plan to get out and vote. Here's an update on our WWL Blue Runner Gumbo poll question. Have you or will you vote Saturday? 85% say yes. 15% say no. Give us your opinion by going to our website, WWL.com. Had a text a few minutes ago from somebody who said that three terrible candidates, so I abstain. And I would hope that you could find something that you like enough about one of the candidates to actually go out and vote. But if you're totally disgusted with it, I understand why you might not want to do that. All right, so I have a pair of tickets to give away to the LSU-Florida game Saturday night in Baton Rouge. You can win those tickets. Listen for Katy Perry's roar when you hear that if you are the eighth caller to our contest line. 260-WINS, area code 504-260-9467. You win the tickets for a game that is totally sold out. Before I get back to your calls, I want to add this to the conversation this hour. I find something really interesting about a car dealership that has a promotion going on. And for everybody who buys a car from now until November, every customer that buys a car gets a Bible, an American flag, and a Smith & Wesson AR. Now, let's think about this for just a moment. Think about the person who would respond to this promotion. Okay, I'm going to go out and buy a car. I'm going to go out and buy a car because I want to get a Bible, an American flag, and a Smith & Wesson AR. Don't you think the person that would respond to that promotion already has a Bible, an American flag, and the guns that they want? I mean, this isn't being critical, but this targets a super conservative clientele. You don't think they already have a Bible, an American flag, and the guns that they want? I mean, would anybody say, oh, man, I finally found a way to get a Bible. I got to go buy a car. I finally found a way to get a flag. I'm going to go buy a car. I finally found a way to get a gun. I'm going to just go buy a car. I don't know. I want to expose these things as just nothing more than ridiculous publicity stunts. Because I just don't see how this is attracting people. It doesn't mean that people aren't going to respond and go in and buy cars. But let's be honest. the target audience here probably has a Bible, the guns that they want, and an American flag. All right, let's get back to your calls from Buras. Dan, thanks for hanging on. Welcome to our show.
Hey, Steve, I've about forgotten where we're at here.
All right, how you doing?
Pretty good.
Good.
Kind of got me into this. Let's see. We're talking about politics.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was just sitting here thinking, you know, Republicans, they're pretty much what you'd call a conservative party.
Yeah, and I would say that.
You know, if you diagnose that, the conservative is just are people that want things from the past. In other words, you want to keep your oil companies, you want to keep your, you know, your church.
Yeah, I think it goes a little further than that. But one of the basic definitions of conservative is resisting change.
And I'm just thinking now, you know, China, the reason they're in so much trouble, they've really surpassed us in technology and stuff now. They've got a city over there about the size of Houston, and the entire transportation system is electric. They're leaders in electric cars. Ford and GM are shipping all kinds of electric cars over there to them. 5G, the only one that doesn't have 5G now is the United States and a few other of our little allies. The rest of the world has 5G from China. You know, we're just getting surpassed. And what I'm trying to say is the reason they're passing us like that is because the conservatives are holding everything back. You know, you've got your Coke over there in Kansas. You know, he's got trillions of dollars in infrastructure on oil pipelines. He's bought the Senate, you know, the U.S. Senate. And, of course, you know, they come down here to Louisiana, you know, buying up, you know, the Republicans down here and stuff, too.
Yeah, Dan, I would spread the blame around to Republicans and Democrats, and I think one of the sad things is that we are not as advanced as we could be because there's so much partisan politics at play, and there are things that don't come up. There are things that are not addressed on Capitol Hill because if it passes, it's going to make the other party look good, and the party that's not the party involved in it doesn't want the other party to look good, so they prevent it from even being discussed. And this is the problem with both sides, but you know, this is truly part of the problem.
Look what's happened in Syria. You know, the Republicans and Democrats are raising hell about him pulling those, 50 people out of Syria, the 50 troops.
Yeah.
Well, the reason for that, I mean, it's obvious to me. We're not down there for any other reason than oil. You know, Clinton, Biden, all of them are big. You know, to me, they're Republicans. They're just real conservative Democrats. You know, they're the new face of the Republicans as far as I'm concerned. I don't like anything about them. I didn't when they were in office. They lied about everything. Bill Clinton was acting like he was doing something great when he was really behind the scenes over there causing war, you know, in Afghanistan.
Well, I don't know what he did. I don't know what he did behind the scenes, but I know the Clintons were prone to lie.
Oh, gosh. I mean, it's horrible. And, of course, I think the new Progressive Party, one of the things that they're trying to do is be honest, which, you know, I've seen it for myself. I was in the Green Party at one point there about 20 years ago, and this girl was running in the Green Party for, I think, mayor. So, you know, she was trying to run a real honest campaign, and she was doing real well. You know, she was just a few points behind. I was at a meeting one night, and she said, all I've got to do is lie, and, you know, I think I can win this. Well, I said, you know, why, if you're going to lie, just join the Republican or the Democratic Party. You know, well, she lied and she lost. You know, it's like, are you all crazy?
Yeah, usually if you lie, you lie, you win. Hey, Dan, I appreciate the call, man. I understand why you're cynical, but I hate the fact that so many people are cynical. All right, if you're on hold, hang on. We're coming right back with more of your comments. So do you agree with me that a car dealership in South Carolina giving away a Bible, an American flag, and a Smith & Wesson AR to any customer that buys a car is really not going to attract new people? I mean, it might attract people because they like the idea, but don't you think that the people who respond to this kind of promotion already have a Bible, a flag, and the guns that they want? I'm screwed. If you want to join us, 260-1870, and our text is 870-870. All right, come on, give me credit, man. How many talk shows play the Bible song by Michael W. Smith on the air? We're talking about this car dealership in South Carolina. They've got a promotion going on until November. They're giving away a Bible, an American flag, and a Smith & Wesson AR to any customer that buys a car. And I'm thinking that anybody that responds to that already has a Bible, an American flag, and a Smith & Wesson AR, or the guns that they want. I mean, to me, this promotion, it would be as ridiculous as a business trying to attract gay customers and say, hey, if you buy a car, let's say there was a gay car dealership. And they said, well, okay, we're going to give you, if you buy a car, we're going to give you the Bette Midler box set. Are you going to tell me that the person who would respond to that doesn't already have the Bette Midler box set? So again, it seems ridiculous to me. If you want to join us with your comment, our number is 260-1870 and our text is 870-870. From Algiers, Ryan, thank you for hanging on. Welcome to the show. Hello, Ryan. All right, looks like we lost Ryan. And from Metairie, Mike, welcome to WWL.
Afternoon, Scoot. Real quick point on how bad the tribalism is that you're talking about. The independent that called, let's dissect a little bit. He's a quote-unquote independent who lives in Louisiana, didn't say anything about the candidate or what's good for Louisiana, but is basing his vote on what he perceives the national Democrats in the media are doing to Donald Trump.
Right.
I have no idea what that has to do with Louisiana, but he's a quote-unquote independent that's basing his decision on a perceived slight by the national media. But I also, when you mentioned about the poll about impeachment, I like the news flash for anybody listening. It's not going to matter what they find on Donald Trump or anybody else involved in this whole Ukraine thing or anything else. It doesn't matter what crimes he did commit or what unethical behaviors he did, because the object of those behaviors was his Democratic rival. It's not going to make a difference to 40% of the population, the majority of Republicans. You could catch him on tape. You could catch him on video. It's not going to make a difference because it's about another Democrat. And I just wanted to, and with the Mueller and this Ukraine thing, I did a little social experiment online to show how bad it is, and I'd just like to bring this up real fast, is talking about the meddling and whether a foreign country should be involved in elections. And when we always had that conversation, I always tried to move the goalposts to the people defending the behaviors to see how far they would go. And the fallback was always, well, they never changed my vote. So, you know, a lot of these people online aren't very astute, so I made up these fake stories to try to push that and made up fake, you know, headlines or whatever, and said, oh, well, they have proven that they got into voting machines. They're just hiding it from the public. But here's the information. They did get into the machines, and they changed the votes. And the response every single time was, well, if that's true, at least it wasn't Hillary Clinton. It's party over country,
yeah.
No matter what. It's bad, and it's not going to change anytime soon. I hate to say it.
Well, I hate to say that you're right, Mike. I don't see anything that's going to change the wave of political tribalism that we have. And I thought about this last night watching the debate. And here's part of what Republican candidate Ralph Abraham had to say at the debate. I mean, listen to what he's actually saying here. We're talking about figuring out who should be the next governor of Louisiana.
The president wants what we all want, and that's a Republican governor in this seat.
Really? That's what we want. We don't care who it is. We just want a Republican there. This is not about bashing Republicans. Because if the Democrats were doing this and a Republican was in the White House, I'd be having this exact same conversation on the show. But President Trump will not endorse either Rasponi or Abraham because he doesn't care. He just wants a Republican in there. And Louisiana is the only Deep South state with a Democrat as governor. And this is a badge of embarrassment to many people in the Republican Party. And it shouldn't be. Because you could argue that John Bel Edwards, as a moderate Democrat, has done a lot of things that Republicans might have done. And when you hear about all this talk about creating jobs, do you realize that is just such a slap in the face to President Trump? We had a caller earlier who raised this issue and said that why doesn't John Bel Edwards give President Trump credit for creating jobs? And I said, well, if you think about it, this way, the two Republicans are talking about how they're going to create jobs. They're going to do it. So, I mean, you can't have it both ways. You can't give President Trump credit for creating jobs and then go on the campaign trail and say, I'm going to create the jobs. You need to elect me as governor because I can do it. Basically, what they're saying is, this is not up to President Trump. This is up to me. It's up to the person who is governor of Louisiana. So, you know, this is the idea that party supersedes country is, to me, just another example of political tribalism and how divided we are. And it's almost like the R or the D are more important than the best candidate. And I don't support candidates on the air. You know, during elections, I talk a lot about candidates, regardless of the election. But I decided long ago in my career that I was not going to share who I actually vote for. And that's my choice, and it certainly is my right. And the reason I don't do that is because so many people would use that throughout the term, when I'm on the air, throughout the term of that candidate, that politician. They would use it against me. Yeah, well, you voted for him. Or you voted for her. Yeah, it's your fault. Well, you may think you know who I voted for, but sometimes you might really be surprised. But I choose not to, to share that for that very reason. But are you one of the ones that is just really interested in making sure that a Republican replaces a Democrat in the governor's mansion here in Louisiana? It shouldn't be important what party the person belongs to. It should be important that the person does the better job. And I'm not saying that Rasponi and Abraham are not talking about how they would do a better job, because they are. They're talking about things that they can do. But they're also talking about some things that you know, politicians really can't do. And this is something that almost every politician is guilty of. They're all going to tell you, regardless of party affiliation, they're all going to tell you that they can do stuff that they really can't do. I mean, I don't want to start the debate about the wall, but the truth is, the wall's not up. And Barack Obama promised things that he couldn't deliver. So, you know, who are the suckers? We are. Because we buy, oh yeah, well, they're going to do that. I'm going to vote for that guy or that woman because they're going to do that. And most people don't realize that there's really not much they can do about that. Here's our WWL Blue Runner Gumbo poll question. Do you think a car dealership offering a Bible, an American flag, and a gun to anyone who buys a car is a good way to attract customers? 62% say yes, and 38% say no. Give us your opinion by going to our website, WWL.com. I mean, if you think about it, if you heard that promotion and you responded to that promotion, are you going to tell me that the reason you don't have a Bible is because, well, you just don't have a Bible? And the one thing that's going to motivate you to finally get that Bible is the opportunity to get a free Bible if you buy a car. And so you're not patriotic enough to go out and buy an American flag. But if you can get a free American flag because you buy a car, well, then you're going to get an American flag. And, you know, I guess the gun, I mean, you could have guns and still want another gun. I understand that. But, you know, chances are anybody who would respond to that kind of promotion already has a Bible, a flag, and the guns that they want. If you've got a comment, 260-1870, and our text is 870-870. And so when we talk about the American flag, this is a very, very important symbol for our country. And again, if you're a patriotic American, you don't have a flag, but because a car dealership's going to give you a free flag, now you're going to go buy a car? I'm going to get a free flag if I buy this car. Yeah, why don't they throw in a copy of God Bless the USA by Lee Greenwood? I saw there's a car dealership in South Carolina. And when a dealership has a promotion, what they do is they come up with an idea that is going to attract customers that might not otherwise come in. And so this dealership decided, we're going to give away a Bible, a flag, an American flag, and a gun. Actually, I'm getting a text that's reminding me of this. Actually, they give you a voucher, and you can go buy the gun that you want, but you don't actually have to buy a gun. They don't actually hand you a gun, because they couldn't do that. But they give you a voucher, and they say, well, you know, if you want to use this to buy the gun, this is exactly how much the gun cost, or something to that effect. But I'm thinking anybody that would respond to that probably already has a Bible, a flag, and the guns that they want. And this is about political tribalism. It's targeting a very specific voter that I would think already has those items. From Covington, Brian, you're on WWL. Good afternoon.
Hey, Scoot. How you doing?
I'm good.
Yeah, my comment is a couple of things. I'm registered as an independent, and you know, I wholeheartedly think that way. A good embodiment of that for me is John Bel Edwards, and I think he's I think he's doing a great job in Louisiana, to be honest. He's registered technically Democrat. He mm-hmm. leans a little bit more towards the middle. And so there's a blurred line there, if you will, for folks like me that probably lean a little bit more to the conservative side, but don't necessarily identify specifically with a D or an R. I think that more people need to think that way, think for themselves.
Well, they do, and that's the one thing that I'm addressing here, Brian, because as an observer, I'm noticing that the idea of replacing John Bel Edwards with a Republican seems to be a real motivating force here, and it shouldn't be about that as much as it should be about the best candidate. And again, President Trump, he's not endorsing either Rusponi or Abraham. He's coming here tomorrow, to Lake Charles tomorrow, to the state, to have a rally for both of them, because he doesn't care which one. He doesn't care which one as long as it's a Republican. And so, you know, if there is a runoff, he will actually come back and support and endorse the Republican. But I think there's a degree of embarrassment here because there's a Democrat in the governor's mansion in a deep southern state.
Yeah, and I, you know, my opinion of that is that it's almost shameful because, again, it goes to labor, you know, instead of
yes.
the man and what he's doing for the state, which, you know, everybody's going to have an opinion. I think that he's doing a decent job. It's all going to go back to whether it's a Democrat or a Republican representing your side. And unfortunately, that's yeah. just the way it is.
And doesn't it make sense that if Abraham and Rusponi decided which one had the best chance to beat John Bel Edwards, that they would have yielded to the to that one, and instead of splitting the Republican vote, they would attract all of those who want to vote just Republican, which would give them a better chance of forcing a runoff. Because right now, with the Republican vote split, Edwards has a better chance of getting over 50%.
Right. Yeah, absolutely. And one more thing, if I can, real quick.
Yeah.
I was telling your screener my comments, and I just have to say that I believe a lot of this is fueled by social media, unfortunately.
Oh, yeah.
The way that people can have a nameless, faceless opinion on something and be just so toxic as far as their opinions to another side that yeah. they may or may not have any direct, you know, relation to as far as the people that they're opposing. I think it's fueling a lot yeah. of it.
Brian, there is no question that social media is fueling a lot of this, and I appreciate the call. From Kenner, Mike, you're on WWL.
Hey, Scoot, how you doing, man?
I'm good.
Good. Listen, I'm pretty much a Republican, but the whole situation is you can't vote for the party line. Bel Edwards says, I don't want to go back to Bobby Jingle and have the deficit that we had. Now, we're losing jobs in Louisiana, and I hear both Republican candidates saying I'm going to bring them back. How? Tell me how. They can't. And so that's just crazy to me where they say, you know, where so people will say, okay, you're going to bring back jobs? Great, I'm going to vote for you. I don't understand that logic.
Well, it's not logical. The government should not be creating jobs because that would just add to the government deficit. The private sector, there's a whole different process of the private sector creating jobs. And Rusponi has a lot of experience in the private sector creating jobs, but that doesn't automatically transfer into the political office.
I understand. And I mean, you know, what you have to do is you have to look at the – I mean, if you really care, you have to look at the man and you have to determine the good and the bad. I'm going to tell you, when you know, in the presidential election, I thought Hillary Clinton was the princess of friggin' darkness. And so I had to hold my nose and vote for Trump. And it was the same way back when Governor Edwards ran against David Duke.
Yeah.
You can't vote for David Duke. I held my nose and voted for Edwards.
Yeah.
You know, who's going to be the better person for Louisiana? Or the country, for that matter.
I agree.
That's what I had to do.
But,
and
Mike,
that
takes thinking. And people are just, it's a lot easier for people to become part of a political tribe and just go along with the tribe. They pick out the tribal leaders in the media and on Capitol Hill and in politics in general, and they follow the lead. Because to sit down and actually think about which candidate is the best candidate takes an effort. And a lot of people don't want to think. They don't realize it, but they really don't want to think. And so they just kind of go along with their party or their tribe.
Yeah, and that's a shame. And that's why, you know, when they were talking about having 16-year-olds vote, you got to be kidding me, man. I mean, 16-year-olds, they're popping zits off their face. I mean, you know, they don't know anything. I remember my mother telling me that old cliche, you know, where, you know, when you're 18, you can't believe how stupid your parents are. And by the time you make 21, you know, you're amazed at how much they learned in 3 years.
I know it's true. But then, you know, of course, the other argument is, Mike, that there are a lot of people who are 35 and 40 and 55 and 65, and they're not any better at picking candidates than maybe a 16-year-old. But I appreciate the call. If you've got a comment, our number's 260-1870, and our text is 870-870. Don't forget, keep listening for Roar by Katy Perry. When you hear that, if you are the eighth caller to our contest line, 260-WINS, then you win a pair of tickets to Saturday night's LSU Florida Showdown, Tiger Stadium, Baton Rouge. It's going to feel like fall. It's going to look like fall. And that's going to be one hell of a game. And, of course, we'll also be getting election results on Saturday night. Another code word is coming up. We're giving you a chance to qualify to win $1,000 in our nationwide Intercom National Cash Contest. Happy birthday today to David Lee Roth. David Lee Roth, 65 years old today. And later we'll have an in-depth discussion of whether Van Halen was better with David Lee Roth or Sammy Hagar. I'm Scoot. He will be back, just kidding, on WWL. All right, let me tell you what happened in South Carolina. There's a family on the beach, Fripp Island, South Carolina. They're just hanging out on the beach, and, well, this strange package floats ashore. So they bring the package back to the hotel room. The guy slices into it with his knife and gets really suspicious, and he calls the police and tested positive for cocaine. Of course, the police knew that he knew it was cocaine, because when the guy called, he said, "Hey, are you the police? This is the police? Hey, I think I got some cocaine here. I think we found something on the beach. I'm not really sure what it is, but I think it might be cocaine, okay? Not that I've tried any, but I think we got some cocaine over here." Anyway, at least they did the right thing. I wrote a blog for our website, WWL.com, and it is titled, "The Governor's Race, Best Candidate Versus Political Tribalism." And you can read that and share it. You'll either agree or disagree. It's really that simple. And that's at WWL.com. I'll put it on the SOTA Facebook page in just a little while. And coming up in the next hour, I want to add to the conversation, the Philadelphia Flyers of the NHL, they have added a rage room for their fans in the arena. And it's a place where fans can go and vent their rage by smashing things like television sets and computer monitors with hockey sticks, bats, and sledgehammers. Now, maybe this is a legitimate way for us to maybe vent some of our rage. Maybe if there was a place for you to go right before you got into afternoon traffic, and you could just go into the room and just smash stuff, then you might be a little more relaxed when you get out there driving. We'll talk about that next hour. It's time for you to have a chance to qualify to win free cash. It's $1,000, and our code word this hour is QUICK. Text QUICK. To 72881. Text QUICK to 72881. Next code word is coming up right before the top of the hour news at 4 o'clock. We never charge for text, but individual plan text and data rates may apply. And please do not text and drive. And we'll continue the conversation about the governor's race and politics and political tribalism. And also, since I haven't done it yet, sometime next hour, I have to give away a pair of tickets to the LSU-Florida game Saturday night, Tiger Stadium. I'm Scoot. Hang on. We're coming back on WWL.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.